When Daddy came home, he said he heard that I was a very naughty young lady today. Mommy told him she was not happy with what she had seen and heard me do. So I was told to go to the basement and wait there because I needed to be punished. My daddy can be very severe in his punishment. Some of it, like the spanks, really hurt my bottom. But when he stops spanking, I always have a wet cunt. I like that. Depending upon how naughty I've been, decides how many spanks I get. If I'm not really naughty, sometimes it's a spank and then he rubs my bottom. I like those spanks because, as well as rubbing my bottom, he fondles my princess parts. But today I think it's going to be a big spank because Mommy caught me without my panties on and I was doing something Daddy said I wasn't allowed to do. I was playing with my cunt. Not because I wanted to be naughty, but because my cunny was itchy. It wasn't really itchy, but that's what I told Mommy. When I was waiting for Daddy to come down, I got ready for my punishment. I took off my panties. Daddy always tells me to get ready and be bare bottom for him. I trembled when I heard him coming down the stairs to the basement. He looked angry. He said, "Oh, baby girl, didn't I tell you that you need my permission to make yourself come?" I said, "Yes, Daddy, but I was only scratching." "I doubt that," he said as he sat on the chair. "Now get over my knee." He gave me two hard spanks on each cheek and then started to stroke my bottom real nice. I think this was going to be a really good spanking. And then he massaged my bum cheeks and I could feel his daddy thingy getting hard. I'm not allowed to use grown-up words without asking, so I said, "Are you going to let your baby girl make her daddy happy?"
"Yes, princess, you can make daddy happy."
And he leaned back on the chair as I dropped to my knees between his legs. I undid his pants and his big daddy cock was free. I held his cock in my hand and the pre-cum was starting to appear on the big head. "Please, Daddy, can I be your baby girl, but do and say big girl things?" Daddy smiled and said, "Yes." "Oh, goody." I started to stroke Daddy's big dick, and I licked the pre-cum off the head of Daddy's cock. Daddy likes me licking and sucking his cock, and he was moaning and told me to suck it deep. I did as Daddy wanted. And I was bobbing my head up and down on his cock, and I was gagging every time it hit the back of my throat. But as usual, Daddy didn't care. He just kept fucking my mouth really hard, just like he fucks my cunt. I moved one hand to Daddy balls, and he likes that, and he very sneakily. I moved my other hand to my cunt, but I wasn't sneaky enough. Daddy slapped me hard and said, "You don't have permission to touch your cunt. Just use both hands on my cock and balls." I did as Daddy wanted, simply because good baby girls should always do as Daddy says. Daddy's cock suddenly spewed a large jet of spunk into my mouth. "Keep sucking, princess. Don't lose a drop." Sometimes I wish Daddy would tell me he's about to come, but he always says he likes to surprise me. I sucked hard on his prick, and he always has a lot of cum for his princess to swallow, and I love the taste of my daddy's jizz. When I had sucked and cleaned my daddy's dick clean, he leaned back and said, "That's the first part of your punishment. Now get naked, baby girl. I want to see you strip bare." I quickly took off my skirt and shirt, and my panties were already off, and I don't wear a bra when I'm with Daddy. He likes to see my big tits jiggle. Daddy always says he loves how huge my tits are for my age, because most girls have tiny tits. Now I was naked, and Daddy says, "Tell me what you were doing and what Mommy saw." "I was scratching my princess parts, Daddy." He looked at me and shouted, "Don't lie to me. Tell me the truth. Better still, show me what you were doing." "Oh, Daddy, I can't. That's too embarrassing." But then Daddy said, "We don't have any secrets, do we, little girl? Show me." I lay down on the floor and splayed my legs wide open. And I started rubbing my clit with one hand, and the other hand I inserted two fingers into my twat. My cunt was really wet from the spanking and sucking Daddy's cock, and I was desperate to come. "Can I come, please, Daddy?" I asked. "No, definitely not," I was told. I looked at my daddy, and he was stroking his prick. It was getting all stiff again. I was still on the floor. My bare cunt was soaking wet, open, and hungry to come. "Please, Daddy, I'll be a good girl. Please, let me come," I pleaded. I was ready to cry when my daddy said, "Okay, baby girl, get up here and sit on Daddy's cock. Face me and straddle my hips and guide my cock into your sweet little fuck hole. But no coming until I tell you to. And I want us to come together," Daddy said. I slid onto Daddy's big prick, and I could feel my cunt stretch to accommodate the whole thing. "Gee, it's big, Daddy." And so I wiggled a bit, and soon he was balls deep inside my snatch. Daddy started pumping my cunt, and I was only just holding on. I was desperate to come. "Please, Daddy, can I say big girl things now?"
"Yes, Princess. Tell Daddy what you want."
So I sexily said, "I want you to come in my cunt. I love being filled with your daddy dick, but I want your cum in my fuck hole." And Daddy's thrust were getting all jerky, so I knew he was about to come, so I got nastier. "I love you, Daddy. Fuck my cunt hard. Please make my cunt your cum dump. I need my twat full of your spunk." I felt Daddy's prick spurt and a big load of spunk into my cunt. And Daddy said, "You can come now, baby girl." Too late. I was already coming, and my cunt was contracting, and I was milking Daddy's balls with my snatch. After our fuck, we both relaxed for a few minutes until we had our breath back, and Daddy and I were dressed. And as we went upstairs, Daddy said, "Tell Mommy you had your punishment. But remember, tell Mommy it was only a spanking. Everything else we did is our secret." "Okay, Daddy."